This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. A Russian passenger jet crashed Saturday in a remote mountainous part of Egypt's Sinai Peninsula. No one is reported to have survived the crash. As Edward Uranian reports from Cairo, the chartered Airbus plane went down less than half an hour after leaving the Red Sea resort of Sharm el-Sheikh on its way to St. Petersburg.
The crash of the Russian passenger jet was Egypt's first air disaster in more than a decade since a French jet crashed over the Red Sea in 2004. Prime Minister Ismail Sharif was visiting the city of Ismailia Saturday when he learned of the crash. The Prime Minister said a technical team will investigate what happened and that the investigation will be coordinated with the Russian embassy. Several Egyptian satellite TV channels reported the plane's flight recorders were found, but other sources indicated the search for the black boxes is still on. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says President Barack Obama's decision to send special operations commandos to Syria is focused only on fighting Islamic State militants. Speaking at a news conference in Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan, Mr. Kerry said sending the 50 Special Operations Forces to northern Syria to work with rebels there is not part of a larger U.S. involvement in the Syrian civil war.
And President Obama has made a very straightforward and simple decision entirely in keeping with his originally stated policy that we must defeat and destroy Daesh.
Kerry's visit to Kyrgyzstan is the first of a long-planned Central Asian tour. This is VOA News. The United States has increased its support for Syria's opposition.